USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former U.S. Special Envoy to Ukraine Kurt Volker is to testify today in the U.S. House impeachment inquiry going before the Intelligence, Oversight, and Foreign Affairs panels in a closed-door session. Volker resigned from his position last week after his name appeared in the whistleblower complaint connected to President Trump's phone call in July with Ukraine's president, when he reportedly did ask Ukraine's president to investigate former VP Joe Biden and his son. Volker went to Ukraine a day after the call was made, according to that whistleblower complaint, and met with the country's leader, reportedly giving him advice about how to, quote, navigate Trump's demands. Yesterday in a Texas courtroom.
Can I give her a hug, please?
The brother of a man shot to death by now former Dallas cop Amber Geiger, forgiving her after she's sentenced to 10 years in prison. This is USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by Purina. There's no doubt that pet owners want the best for their furry friends, including the best food to help them grow and fuel a long, healthy life together. But with increased confusion about what's good and bad, many pet owners may not feel completely confident that their pet's food is healthy and safe. Finding pet food for your dog or cat's nutritional needs, while factoring in his or her life stage, lifestyle, and activity level, is critical to health and longevity. Purina Chief Veterinary Officer, Dr. Kurt Venator.
Don't be afraid to call a pet food company and ask questions. These four things can help ensure your pet's food is safe and healthy. Look for a company that invests in scientific research to fully understand pets' needs and offers foods that are formulated by professional nutritionists, complete and balanced, and validated with feeding trials. When in doubt, consult your veterinarian to better understand your pet's specific needs.
For more, visit Purina.com. Again, that's www.purina.com.
President Trump's expected to detail a new executive order today that would boost Medicare. White House officials say the order aims to improve the fiscal position of the health program and offer more affordable plan options for seniors. He's expected to discuss it during a visit to a Florida retirement village later today. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo visiting with Pope Francis today as they're working together to try to protect the rights of Christian minorities in the Middle East. During a meeting at the Vatican, the Pope and Pompeo were discussing ways to defend the rights of Middle Eastern Christians, as many ancient Christian communities are facing persecution and harassment. Much of the eastern U.S. has been breaking high temperature records this week. This utility worker in Arkansas taking it all in stride.
Sometimes the summer does get extended. Not so much like this one. This one's been a little bit warmer than most.
But the fall heat wave will break today. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Mark Zuckerberg says he would fend off Democratic candidate Elizabeth Warren's plan to break up Facebook. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
In an audio recording leaked Tuesday, Mark Zuckerberg pledged to, quote, go to the mat to fend off Elizabeth Warren's plan to break up Facebook, foreshadowing a major fight between her would-be administration and the Silicon Valley giant. According to that leaked audio obtained by The Verge, the social media titan said, quote, if she gets elected president, then I would bet we will have a legal challenge. I bet we would win the legal challenge, but Zuckerberg adds, I don't want to have a major lawsuit against our own government. Warren responded to the disclosure by reiterating her plan to break up tech giants and saying it would be bad if, quote, we don't fix a corrupt system that lets giant companies like Facebook engage in illegal anti-competitive practices, stomp on consumer privacy rights, and repeatedly fumble their responsibility to protect our democracy. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The stock market plunged amid concerns about a global recession. Financial advisor Gene Peroni says political battles and economic indicators are making investors nervous.
Investors are grappling with uncertainties on a number of different fronts, the political front, the trade tower front, the economic front, the monetary front as well.
The Dow fell nearly 500 points. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.